This segment of the Avaya Podcast Network is sponsored by CashFly. Deliver content fast with CashFly. Visit CACHEFLY.com to learn more. This is the Avaya Podcast Network. APN. Technology, news, and information. All in one place. Live from the Podcast Zone at the NINA 2013 conference, your APN hosts Mark Fletcher and Guy Clinch bring you exciting interviews with speakers, attendees, and exhibitors at this annual event. Now here's your host, Guy Clinch.
Hi everybody, Guy coming to you again from the NINA 2013 Expo, and I have two very special guests with me today, so Tony Rogers and Sheila Blevins of the Arizona APCO NINA, and we're going to talk a little bit about the organization and why they're here this week at the NINA show. Welcome guys.
Good afternoon, Guy, thanks for having us. The Arizona APCO NINA chapter here is promoting the upcoming Western Regional APCO Conference being held in Arizona at the Wigwam Resort in Litchfield Park, just outside the Phoenix metro area. We figured the Southeast was a good place to put the word out about Arizona and get away from the humidity a little bit, come hang out at the golf course and the swimming pool while getting some training in, so bring some vendors out there to the area. So the Arizona chapter's here promoting our state and what we do for APCO and NINA as we're a combined chapter.
And it was very gracious to allow us to come and promote as a joint chapter so that we can serve our NINA members as well as our APCO members. Arizona is, we've come to learn, one of the unique chapters in that we have combined our APCO and NINA membership. And we did that because what we're hearing from some of the other chapters, the same things that they're suffering is, it's the same people that show up for APCO and NINA. And so we've kind of figured that so few people, worker bees out there, that we wanted to combine and benefit both chapters. So we went through the process of combining all of our functions for APCO and NINA.
Yeah, and the combined chapters really helped us provide a lot of great training for our members to bring the conferences in a bigger venue, larger areas that we wouldn't have been able to do if they were separate. So we really appreciate the support of National NINA and National APCO in being able to combine our chapters effectively and provide the best bang for their buck, if you will, for our members.
The members actually do get more of a benefit because we go for the National NINA applications as well as the National APCO. So even if you're only able to belong to one of the or the other, as the budget times that we're suffering through right now, they are able to enjoy the benefits of both organizations.
Very true, and we do a lot of scholarship fundraising with our vendors, and our scholarship goes to either NINA or APCO, depending on the needs of the member that asks for that particular scholarship. We support the ENP program. We have a lot of ENPs in our state. We also support the RPL program. So whatever is of benefit to our member, whether it be National NINA or National APCO, we do that as a combined chapter, and we get along fine. Everybody seems to coexist quite peacefully, and we have quite a big membership right now.
We have had some questions from other chapters who are interested in going through the combining process. It was pretty painless for us when we started through the process. You know, we had to look at our bylaws, our constitution, and make sure that we weren't violating one or the other organizations. And so it's been quite an interesting process. Over 2 years is probably taking us to get the bylaws, the chapter organization laid out, and we're still tweaking those things as time goes on and we run across instances that aren't quite defined by either organization. So we still are tweaking that process as we're going through it.
Right, and there were several organizations within the country that were already combined chapters that we looked to for guidance and support. And now it's interesting to be on the other side because these other chapters are looking to us for guidance and support of how we combine chapters and how we did so painlessly. And it wasn't a big fight between, well, you're APCO and I'm NINA and we don't get along and that kind of a thing. And we seem to actually pretty much coexist. Most of us on the board, we make it that you have to be APCO and NINA members. But other than that, we have quite a few members that are just strictly NINA members. They come to conferences and they get NINA training and then come to conferences and they can also benefit from APCO training if it's there.
If someone would like to learn more about your chapter, how could they reach you?
The easiest way to get a hold of us is through our website at www.az-apco-nina.org. Or you can just do the easy cheat way that we all do and Google Arizona APCO NINA and up pops our website. We'd love to see people at our Western Region APCO Conference in May 4th through 7th, 2014, held at the Wigwam in Litchfield Park. We'd love it. It's going to be a great time. Weather's good. Hope to get a little baseball in, golf if that's your thing, or just lay out at the pool and have fun.
Have some very unique networking opportunities, and it'll be a great time to to see the benefit of the combined chapter.
Well, thank you guys very much. I wish everybody made this as easy on me as you guys did, and I didn't really have to prompt you with questions, so thanks very much.
Thank you, Guy. We appreciate it.
Okay. We've been speaking with Tony and Shayla from the combined APCO NENA of Arizona, and this is again your host, Guy Clinch, talking to you from the 2013 NENA, wishing you all the best in your productive day.
You're listening to APN, the Avaya Podcast Network, at the NENA 2013 Conference and Expo in the Charlotte Convention Center. Find us on the web at avaya.com/APN.